I was feeling inspired to make a protein buffalo wing dip.
Oh, okay. You only need three ingredients, by the way.
Yeah, even
only
I can make buffalo wing dip.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I was inspired in the grocery store yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to make a high protein buffalo dip. So I start Googling, and I pull up a recipe, which I didn't realize it was only three ingredients normally, because the one that came up, it was like ten ingredients. So I was like, we'll go with the five. And then I was feeling creative, and I started adding things, and I shouldn't have been creative. I'm not good at cooking. I don't enjoy most things that I make, so it was not good positive reinforcement.
All right, the three ingredients, you know, if you just want to go basic but still delicious, is you get some rotisserie chicken, mm-hmm. pull it off the bone, throw it in a pot, some cream cheese, block, and some red Franks. I mean, right there.
Now you can even get a can of chicken.
True.
The canned chicken chunks. Mm-hmm. Open that can. There you go.
So three ingredients. What were you trying to put in that dip?
Well, it had cauliflower, chickpeas, cottage cheese, protein powder, Frank's Red Hot.
I don't know why you're calling it, but that is not buffalo wing dip.
I missed the chicken part. Did I not hear you?
I did not say buffalo chicken wing dip. I said buffalo wing dip.
Well, what do you think the wing means?
It's the wing of a chicken. What do you want me to say? Buffalo dip? I don't know if that would...
It sounds like it.
Sounds like cruddy dip. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It was cruddy hot dip.
It was not good. You are not wrong.
I was just going to say, let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
I had cauliflower.
Maybe it was delicious.
Protein powder.
Okay. It did not suck. It just was not good. It was bearable. I did bring leftovers in today. They're sitting in the fridge upstairs.
So you ate it last night, didn't like it?
No.
And then brought it today to eat again to not like?
Well, that's what I bought when I was grocery shopping. I don't have many other options.
Wow. That's
She's just going to sit there and go, eat it again.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Have you bought something, messed up the recipe, but ate it just because you already spent money? Have you? Let us know.
Yeah, I made it. I'm eating it.
I got to suffer. I got to torture my own stomach. How we were brought up really builds our character, where you brought up middle class, rich, poor. How about Dolly Parton? Dolly Parton, who is one of the most successful women ever, business-wise, entertainment-wise. Her family was poor. Now, she is the fourth out of 12 children. Her parents had to pay the doctor with a sack of cornmeal.
Dang.
Wow.
Well?
I don't know if insurance would fly with that right now. Corn? Meal? What? A sack? What? No.
Can I just give you something out of my pantry?
Yeah. Or how about a hog from the farm? You know, a little
That's
give and take.
Was.
Barter system. Mm-hmm. Do you still, or have you ever used a barter system? Hey, I'll help you with this for that. You know, a little trading back and forth. There's an art form to it.
There is. It was called Tradio back in the day, where they would give you, if anybody has four tires, I have an old, I don't know, tractor that could use some, and they want to trade stuff. And
got a fire stove for the tires, right?
Yeah. So, and then I know on Facebook, people will say no trades because they will try to trade you for something. Be like, look, I don't have any cash.
All right, think about it. Well, what's the most valuable thing you could trade now and willing to give up? Do you have something there that you could dangle in front of someone that I'm willing to give it up?
Oh.
See if we can entice someone with a trade.
My first thing that came to my mind as far as value is like my car, but I need that to get around.
Yeah, so.
Unless we're trading for a different model.
Mm. I can trade Steve's old Durango for a boat.
Oh.
Yeah, I bet you could get someone to nibble on that, because wintertime, people are ready to give up the boats now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a 2005, but it still runs.
It still runs. People need that to get
now,
back.
Now, Steve, I know you're upset, but hear me out. I got us a boat.
Yeah.
You can go fishing instead of it sitting in the driveway.
That's
a great idea.
That's a legitimate trade. If there's any takers, 585-252-WBE.
Steve's like, yeah!